God, I just want to truly be in a space where I can authentically be myself and just share the message that you've put on my heart, whatever that looks like. And I didn't know that that would lead me to redefining wealth. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. See, in this community, we believe in the original definition of wealth. Now, most people will tell you it's about material possessions and just money. But what we know is the original 12th century definition of wealth says that it's really about the condition of well-being. So I am here to make sure that you are well in all the other parts of your life that impact your finances, even when you're not thinking about it. And I have been doing that officially for 6 years. This is the 6-year anniversary of the Redefining Wealth podcast. We are inching closer and closer to 17 million downloads. And we would not be here if it were not for you, our OG listeners, and even you, our brand new purpose chasers. So I'm so excited just about how far we've come. And I'm so excited about how I have grown in this process. And I wanted to take this time, this episode, this anniversary, to introduce myself. I feel like I'm in my Jay-Z era. Allow me to reintroduce myself. But before we get to that, I want to share with you the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You got to affirm positivity. You got to affirm abundance. You got to affirm yourself to wealth.
I embrace my evolution. Every day, I welcome and celebrate my evolution without hesitation. Change is my ally, guiding me towards greater heights of self-discovery and growth. With an open heart, I learn from both my triumphs and my challenges, shaping me into a stronger and wiser human being. I release any attachments to the past that no longer serve my present journey and make room for all of the exciting people, places, and experiences up ahead. I honor my uniqueness, growth, and the past seasons that have shaped me into the person I've become. I embrace my evolution. So yes, I am all about evolution and embracing evolution in this season of my life. And listen, we started this podcast, Redefining Wealth, in 2017. At that time, I was 36 years old. I was married, living in California, and just coming off, or actually I was still on the Steve Harvey Morning Show as the weekly personal finance expert there. I was known as America's Money Maven and the money maven of the Steve Harvey Show on both television and radio. I was traveling all over the country with my brand back then, Real Money Answers. And I had just gone through a big life shakeup in 2016 in my marriage and just also in the business. I have referred to it in the past as the boulder effect. There were just one thing after another happening. It was first the pebble, then the rock, then the boulder. And I remember back then saying to myself that I will never be in this place again. I will just never be in this place again. God, I just want to truly be in a space where I can authentically be myself and just share the message that you've put on my heart, whatever that looks like. And I didn't know that that would lead me to redefining wealth because I internally and privately were practicing all of the things. But publicly, because I was America's money maven, the conversations were always about budgeting and credit and debt elimination. And when I was going on all these stages, speaking in front of thousands of people, the conference producers just wanted me to keep saying the same things over and over again. But what I was doing in my personal life was really looking at it through the lens of what I now call the six pillars of wealth. And if you're not familiar with the six pillars of wealth, you can go to patricewashington.com, click on start here, and you can see what the pillars are about and take a quick quiz so that you know which pillar you need to start on. But at the time, I really just wanted to share more of my actual life and more of what I was really doing to redefine wealth for myself. And I remember feeling like, can my audience receive this from me? Can they receive me talking about the fit pillar, is what we call it now, but being emotionally and mentally and physically well? Can they receive me talking about the people pillar? What does it look like to create relationships that matter personally and professionally, and how that impacts what you do with your money? Can they receive me talking about how your environment does really, it creates the energy in which you create life, right? And so why that's so important to how you deal with your finances. I was like, can they receive that? Because it's not necessarily in the money box that we have been accustomed to, like in our society. And I sent an email out and posted something on social media and said, this is where I feel like I'm led to go. And I want to know if you guys can receive that. And I was overwhelmed, literally to the point of tears, with the response that I received back. With people sending me emails and commenting and sending me direct messages saying, Patrice, I've always gotten more than money from you. You didn't necessarily call it out as a thing, but that's what I perceive from you. That's what you demonstrate. That's what you illustrate just with how you live your life. And I've been looking forward to this. And I'm so grateful that that was received with open arms, because it really helped me step into that idea of I can be authentically myself. And that has been the journey that I've been on as we've been just growing this community together. Now, of course, my life has evolved. And as I've been looking at how to become more and more authentically myself, that's included a self-love journey. That's included me becoming radically honest with myself and others. That's included me not romanticizing the parts of my life that no longer fit me. And so now, as a 42-year-old woman who is divorced and now a single mother, though my former husband is very present in my daughter's life, but doing life on my own, essentially living back in Atlanta, dating for the first time as an adult, because I was with my former husband for almost 20 years, essentially. Like, all of the things, I have evolved. And so I'm excited to share with you what this evolution has brought about. Because just like when I went from Real Money Answers to Redefining Wealth, there are some old ways of being, ideas, limiting beliefs. There's a lot of things that had to be shed. And in the last 18 months or so, I've been going through the exact same process again. Now, because I truly have the pillars defined, I have a process for how I process, which is why, and I love when my clients tell me, like, when they can filter what's working and what's not through the lens of the pillars, how much easier it is for them to define, redefine, and refine their wealth and what that means to them and what it looks like for them. And so I've been doing that. And I realized that one of the reasons so many of us struggle with redefining wealth for ourselves is because we miss the first part. And I've shared about this a little bit. I'm definitely talking more about it and training from this perspective at our live event, Redefining Wealth Live, October 6th through 8th in Atlanta. Click the link in the show notes if you want to learn more about it. But there is an essential piece that has to come before fully redefining. And I call that the awakening phase. Before you can redefine, you have to awaken. That means rise from slumber and be honest and be real and be transparent. Right? Because you can't recondition what you don't recognize. So we can't redefine what we haven't really looked at in our lives. You have to do that and really have a process for how you do it, because it can get ugly and it can get messy. And there's a lot that comes with it. I know why we don't want to be radically honest, because we know when we are, it's going to force us to have to change. It will force us to have uncomfortable conversations. It may make people upset with us. It may mean that a season in our life is up. For some of us, it'll also be the beginning of, like, so many beautiful seasons and relationships and new, just even revelations about yourself and what you want, what you need, what you desire in every part of your life. This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Are you ready to redefine wealth and take your life to the next level? Well, there's one critical piece of the puzzle you might have overlooked. Life insurance. Now, we all have dreams and we all have people we deeply care about. For me, it's my loved ones, and I want to ensure their future is secure no matter what. Enter Ethos. It's a game changer in the world of life insurance, because traditional life insurance can be complicated and time consuming, but that's not the case with Ethos. They've revolutionized the process with a seamless 100% online application. Now, here's the kicker. No medical exams or blood tests. Ethos knows that your time is precious, so they can cover you in just minutes, not weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is always protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online, so don't wait. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. So head to patricewashington.com/ethos to start your quote. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. You know, I'm all about seizing opportunities, and this is one you can't afford to miss. Protect what matters most with Ethos Life Insurance. patricewashington.com/ethos. And so I wanted to reintroduce myself because it wasn't just my divorce. That was the byproduct of me doing my work. And I have clients where their marriage has gone to the next level because of doing the work. So don't be afraid of that. But I believe that many of us, especially because we've been through so much in these last few years, we need to reintroduce ourselves sometime, even to the people who have supported us for a long time, even to the people who have loved us for a long time. The reason that we can't evolve and grow and be authentically ourselves is because we allow people to still keep us in the box that they met us in. We allow people to still keep us in the chapter of our lives that they met us in. And the story of our lives is continuing to go on, and it will go on until we take our last breath. And we are going to continue to grow and change and evolve, hopefully. And as you do that and you learn new things about yourself, every once in a while, you're going to have to reintroduce yourself. So again, in the spirit of Jay-Z, allow me to reintroduce myself, because as Patrice Washington, I think many people for years still have this attachment to me being America's money maven. And I am no longer restricted to the idea of being America's money maven. What I have come to realize is that I don't need a moniker. I am Patrice Washington. And as I get downloads and have divine distinctions in any part of what we now call the six pillars of redefining wealth, I can talk about anything that I want to talk about. And that's literally that on that. So when people are like, I like when you used to do XYZ thing, and I am so grateful that I served you in that way in that season, but I will not be a prisoner to purpose. I do not have to show up as America's money maven on stages, on television, anywhere. I'm Patrice Washington. The message on my heart is to help people redefine wealth for themselves, which means that I want to help them clear the clutter that exists in the other parts of their lives, because I understand that if you're not well there, there is no wealth building. There's nothing that's sustainable. There's nothing that's long lasting. We could stop this conversation about passing on generational wealth. If your relationships are trash, who are you passing it on to? If you're not talking to your kids, how are you going to teach them to actually maintain that into the next generation? There's a lot of things that we need to work on and be well in. And I own that I don't have to just be a finance expert. I do have a degree in financial psychology and behavioral finance. I have been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, my entire adult life. All those things are true. And also, the wisdom that I have collected over the years is valuable. And at any point, God directs me to take some of that knowledge. Knowledge is the information and education. Wisdom is how do you apply it and use it to make this world better. I'm going to do it, and you can't put me in a box. That just is that on that. Okay. I am Patrice Washington, and I have accepted that where I really shine is being the convergence between personal development, spiritual growth, and practical financial wisdom. I embrace that. When Success Magazine named me last year, I believe, on the top 25, I don't remember what the exact term was. It was like top 25 in personal development, right? I was like, huh, they added me to personal development and not personal finance. And you know what my client said? That makes sense. Because so many people refer to me as their life coach and this coach and that coach, all things that I never asked for, but it's a part of using my natural gifts. It's a part of just embracing who I've always been. So when my friends from high school and college see the things that people say about me in comments, they often remind me. Now, I'm going to say what one of my good friends says. This is Ashley. She says, Pat, and I'm only giving this disclaimer because y'all can't call me Pat. Don't start in these comments calling me Pat. That's not my name. I don't like it. She's the only person who can call me Pat. But she says, Pat, this is who you've always been. These are the things that you used to tell us back in the day. Like, this is not new. You're just now embracing it. And I want to share that for someone who also may need to reintroduce themselves. So often we are like looking for purpose and trying to go find it outside of ourselves instead of just embracing. There is something about you. There is a way that you show up. There is a way that you be, that you've always been. And it is so directly connected to ultimately the thing that God has called you to do in the marketplace. And we know that the thing that God has called you to do in the marketplace is the key to unlocking the financial wealth that you desire. But we run away from it in favor of trying to follow all this other stuff instead of just tapping in to who we already are. And I get it, because the other stuff, they're the stepping stones to uncover more and more of who you are. I am grateful for my time as America's Money Maven. I'm grateful for the platform that was Real Money Answers. I'm grateful for redefining wealth, but I also know that one day this is going to evolve into something else. And even just now, like owning this platform is about personal development. It is about spiritual growth, because I believe that without those two, you can't follow the practical financial wisdom that you keep hearing. That's the reason you can't implement it. It's not because you don't understand the words that are coming out of somebody's mouth. It's because you are not ready energetically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally to receive it and to apply it. You are gathering more and more information without the ability to actually implement. And I feel like my space here is to help shift your mindset and shift your behavior and open you up spiritually so that you can finally take the steps that you need to take in your life, so that you can redefine wealth and redefine success and scale joy and have all the peace that we talk about on this podcast. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that deep yearning inside? It's like a whisper in your soul telling you that there is more to how you are living today. There's more than just climbing the corporate ladder and being content. There's more than how we've been taught to pursue wealth and financial success. There's more than just the good title and the house and the cars. There's more. I believe that there's a world of infinite possibilities waiting for you. And I want to invite you to join me in Atlanta, Georgia from October 6th through 8th for Redefining Wealth Live, where our theme is Meant for More. This 3-day experience is intended to help you get off autopilot, discover your deepest desires, and authentically manifest your dreams. I'm talking about transformational teachings, transformational connections, and transformational experiences that will help you create greater harmony, peace, and joy as you pursue professional pursuits, but do it with your desires in mind. This inaugural event is themed Meant for More because I truly believe that you were born on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. Do not let fear or doubt hold you back from getting in this room, even if you have to come alone. Secure your seat at Redefining Wealth Live by visiting redefiningwealthlive.com. That's redefiningwealthlive.com. You, Purpose Chaser, are meant for more, and I can't wait to guide you on this remarkable journey of true internal and external transformation. I'll see you in Atlanta. So, another thing that I've accepted... A lot of my clients have referred to me as the Chief Edge Snatcher. Recently, we had a Redefining Wealth alumni event where alumni from all of my previous programs came together to share kind of where are they now. And I'm so excited because we have several of them that will be at Redefining Wealth Live sharing their journey, not just in the business program they did with me, but how incorporating the pillars have truly changed their lives. And one person, Jennifer Bell, I believe, referred to me as the Chief Soul Snatcher. And, you know, we've done the soul detox here, and this has been a big thing for us. There was a previous episode just a few weeks ago where we talked about self-awareness versus soul awareness. And I am so grateful, and I will own that. I don't have to be America's Money Maven, but I'm going to be Chief Soul Snatcher because I truly desire to see more of us live authentically. And self-awareness is like keeping everything up here in your head and you can intellectualize everything. But that soul awareness is being able to identify what do you truly want? What is your heart really saying to you? Many of us are just exhausted, not physically. You're emotionally exhausted because you keep running away from the stuff that you were born with, that you were given freely to do in the world. And it's exhausting you to not live authentically. It's exhausting you to pretend that because you have this cushy office, you're happy at that job. It is exhausting you to be in a loveless marriage. It is exhausting you to be solely responsible for the care of your aging parents when you have siblings and you don't speak up and have them come in and support you. Like all of the things that you really want to say that are running amok in your head and your heart, it is exhausting. And a part of what I do with my work in Mastery and Momentum, the Mastermind or Impeller Mastery, is helping us get radically honest and getting the tools, whether that be scripts, role-playing, whatever is necessary, to help you have the conversations that allow you to take your power back and live authentically. There is personal development in that, and there is spiritual growth. And when people start to really own that and embody that, what happens in their work and money pillar becomes more and more effortless because you are attracting, right, from a place of who you be, like how you be. You don't have to force and push and manipulate. You are attracting opportunities. You are attracting great partnerships. You are attracting surprise checks in the mail and canceled debt. You are attracting these things because of the energy that you embody and possess. And right now, when your life is cluttered in all the pillars, it just doesn't happen. I am owning that this is the message I am called to bring into the world. And I believe that I've really stepped into it more powerfully over the next 6 years. I'm just reintroducing to you the fact that it's about to go all the way. Like I am owning this all the way. And if we could get to 17 million downloads nearly with me being kind of 70% there, then I am excited, not just for me, not just for this platform, but for the world when more of us are out there with this understanding and this level of energy. And I'm really excited to hold that space. A few things that I've realized as I continue to step into this, though, is that there are past clients, there are past partners, there are friends, family, people who think that I've gone through some type of crisis. Again, I've gone through really in an awakening. And I am super excited about where I am and where I'm going. And one of the biggest things that I can say to you as I reintroduce myself is that I do not care. If you get it, I do not care if you get on board. I'm not telling you this for the validation or affirmation. I am speaking and giving voice to who I am and to what I do in the world and to why I do it so that the souls that are attracted to me hear me. I am 1,000% okay with this version of me repelling people that are no longer supposed to be in community or relationship or partnership with me. I'm 1,000% okay with that. There's no love lost. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm not bitter. But I will not betray myself or my soul to make another soul happier with me. I will not set myself on fire another day to keep you warm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so this reintroduction is also just to share that in this season of my life, I prioritize peace over appearances. If I have to appear as anything different than who Patrice Washington is that I know her to be in my intimate time with myself and with God. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I don't owe you staying in the box at all, because that's the version that you liked of me. That version of me is dead. I thank her and appreciate her for every lesson that she has taught me, every fight she had to fight for me to get here, all the decisions she made, like starting therapy and hiring a coach and establishing a sacred space of a prayer room and getting into reading daily. And I'm so grateful, but she did all of those things so that I could be here today. And if she is the only version of me that you liked, she gone. So I'm 1,000% okay with that. I prioritize my peace over appearances. Another thing about me in this season is that I scale joy. I'm going to do the things that make me happy and bring a smile to my face every step of the way, whatever that looks like. And in this season, at 42 years old, I am having more fun in my daily personal life than I ever have. When this journey was all about the work and money pillar, like it is for many of you who are probably watching, and we have, even thinking about a client in particular right now who spent 10 years building a brand, building a business, doing all of the things to keep the appearance up of success and being the go-to person at her job. But behind the scenes, she wishes she had love, and she wishes she had made time to have children, and she wishes she would have traveled more, and she wishes she would have taken better care of her health. What good is it to gain essentially the whole world and lose the essence of who you are in every other respect? Not the desire of my heart for me, and also not the desire of my heart for you. And it's so hard to break free from that, which is why we have Mastery and Momentum. It is so hard to break free from that by yourself, because we're typically in spaces where we have been applauded for this. We have been celebrated for checking things off the list, right? We are addicted to achievement, because for many of us, that's how we earn love and respect. That's how we feel more in control and powerful. And really, in every other part of our lives, we're not happy. We're not experiencing joy. We don't put things that bring us joy on the calendar like we put a work event. We don't put the things that allow us to just be and just be. Like, we don't always have to be productive, doing the work, working. Like, we don't put anything on the calendar that allows us to just be. That alone is a game changer. And that's where I am in my life, which is why, to scale joy, I've realized in this season, I also have to release things that are frustrating. Because if I don't focus on scaling joy, I'm agreeing with misery. I'm agreeing. It's either or. I'm agreeing with keeping myself in misery. Hey there, Purpose Chasers. We've been on this incredible journey of redefining wealth together for 6 years now, and I can't thank you enough for your continuous support. Today, though, I want to take our connection to the next level by hearing directly from you. Your feedback is my compass, guiding me on how I can create content that truly resonates with where you are now. I'm committed to making our online community the best it can be, but I need your insights to make that happen. So have you ever listened to a podcast episode here and thought, I wish Patrice would share more about this topic, or I'd love to see more of that? Well, now's your chance to let your voice be heard. I don't want to spend another second trying to guess what you want. I want to know what you want, which is why we've released a brand new survey. It's quick, easy, and designed with you in mind. I've crafted questions that will help me understand your preferences, your interests, and your expectations. Now imagine tailoring my content to address exactly what you want to see, whether it's diving deeper into a specific topic, trying out new formats, or collaborating with experts that you admire. Your feedback will shape the future of this movement. Because to me, you're not just a follower, you are a crucial part of our community, and I value your input more than you know. Your responses will be the driving force behind how my purpose evolves in the world and the upcoming projects that we line up. Now, I know that your time is precious. I really do. And I genuinely appreciate you taking a few moments to complete the survey. Your input isn't just a statistic. It's a meaningful contribution, and it will make real impact. So I want to give away not one, not two, but three $100 Amazon gift cards to three lucky purpose chasers who complete the survey. So are you ready to shape the future of this podcast? Your voice matters, and I can't wait to see what incredible ideas you have in store. I want to thank you in advance for being a part of this journey, because together we're going to continue to create content that's even more inspiring, engaging, and tailored to your needs. So click that link, take the survey, and let's take our community to new heights. Remember, you're not a follower here. You are a fellow purpose chaser and change maker. Stay tuned so you can witness all of the amazing and exciting updates rolling out over the months to come. Click the link, take the survey, and please accept my thanks in advance. So someone sent me a message the other day and said they love seeing me have more and more real moments. And I thought that I was sharing more of my life and realized how guarded I was. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, protect your peace. I'm all for it. But I'm really not someone that is that guarded when it comes to like little joyous moments. And I realized in the name of just building this brand and being seen as a professional personal finance expert, I wasn't prioritizing joy for many years, and I definitely wasn't sharing it. But that is also something that you will continue to see more of. So shout out to whoever DM'd me that. And I will also say in this reintroduction, I have been in a season of discerning who deserves the best version of me. I'm always going to maintain as a core value integrity, authenticity. I'm just naturally, I would say naturally an ethical person. I'm always going to err on doing this, like the thing that's right. But I'm realizing also in this season that I can't keep treating people I can't keep making decisions for how I will interact with people based on hope. I am learning in this season based on who I am today that I have to do it based on what I know. And that means when I say giving them a version of me, we can look at this in a few different ways. If we need to end a relationship, for example, I can do the one that gives you full dignity of your process, all the grace in the world. I have great emotional and relational intelligence. I'm going to do all the things, and you will get this version of me that is in a beautiful box wrapped with a satin ribbon. But that means you have to reciprocate. When I recognize and know that you're not a person who can do that, you're not getting a beautiful gift box with a satin ribbon from me. Now, you are still going to get the thing that I may owe you. You may still get whatever it is that I need to deliver to you, but it's going to get thrown on your doorstep like newspapers back in the day. Either way, it's going to get delivered to your doorstep. But I am discerning who I want to give my energy, my time, my thoughtfulness to, my kindness to. And I originally, you know, my origin is growing up very churchy, where I learned that, you know, people could wrong you 77 times, seven times, and you got to just keep, listen, I'm going to keep doing the right thing, but the version of right that you get depends on how you behave. I just wanted to put that in this episode as well as a PSA, because I'm going to start just forwarding this episode to people as they deserve it. So I just want to add that to my reintroduction. The version of me that you may have met in years past that let you run amok or play around or treat me anything less than being who I know God has called me to be, she gone. If you feel that, just drop in the comment wherever you're listening to this episode. She gone, because you may need to claim that for yourself as well when you reintroduce yourself, okay? I just want to end this episode with, listen, I am so grateful for what we have built as a community. I am so grateful for all of the OG listeners and purpose chasers from literally all over the world. All over the world, we have purpose chasers. We have clients who have been in one program or another from all over the world, from Thailand to South Africa to Zambia to all over the Caribbean, Canada. I am so grateful for what we've created. And I also look forward to being able to move forward with just a fresh perspective and a fresh sense of what it means to redefine wealth. And I'm not going to hold my tongue. I'm not going to be put in the box again. I'm not going to police my thoughts or my ideas trying to appease other people. I'm not doing any of that. And I am so grateful to be in this space. I'm so grateful for the evolution. I am embracing it wholeheartedly. And I believe me being my most authentic self will give more of you permission to awaken and redefine and be your most authentic selves. And I am so excited to support you on that journey. I really hope that I get to see you at Redefining Wealth Live, October 6th through 8th in Atlanta, where we're just going to be going deeper into these things. And again, if this just resonates with your soul because you know it's time for you to reintroduce yourself in the marketplace, then reach out to me. I would love to support you in one of the programs or coaching services that we have. But welcome. Welcome to the new Redefining Wealth. You're going to see a lot of changes over the weeks and months to come, and I pray that they support you. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.